shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Back hour number three of the program here on Friday morning. And for those of you who are fans of the musical Wicked, I guess today is the big day for you, unless you've already gone and seen it previously. We can talk more about that coming up. We have, of course, the film is out, and we have the story at WBSM.com and the WBSM app regarding, you know, the one rule that people are going to be upset about when it comes to seeing the movie at the Dartmouth Mall Theater. So you can read that right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We're gonna talk about that a little bit later on in the hour. But right now, oh, our caller dropped off. Hopefully he's listening and he can call back in. We have a guest that's going to be joining us to talk about an event that is coming up. I'm just waiting to see if he calls back in. All right, we'll make sure we get it done. Sometimes people are making the phone call, and if I don't get to the button fast enough and it doesn't connect, they wait a few minutes and then they try again. So, Robert, if you're listening, go ahead and try calling back in, and we'll get you through. Sometimes I'm doing one thing over here with this computer and my hands are over there and I can't go over there and press the button for the phone. No? And I don't have his number to call him. Give me one second here. I'm just going to send a... I know this is great radio as I'm trying to figure this out. And do this as you think I can multitask better when it comes to being able to contact somebody and speak at the same time. But anyway, yes. So the rule is that you can't sing. Here he comes. Okay. There we go. All right. Now it is time to bring on our guest. Because we're going to talk about a great event that is coming up. It's an annual event and something that does a lot of good. Joining us now, we have Robert Mendes, the Chief Professional Officer of the Boys and Girls Club of Greater New Bedford. And he is joining us now to talk about this event. Let's bring him on. Good morning, Robert. How are you? Sorry, we had a little connection issue there, but we got you now.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming on. Because this is, you know, every year, the annual Steak and Burger Dinner is put on by the Boys and Girls Club. It's one of the big fundraisers for the organization, but it's also one of the most fun nights of the entire year.
Absolutely. It's a unique dining experience for the community. It's a group of supporters who support our annual event, and they get to sit down with several members of the Boys and Girls Club who have been outstanding members throughout the year. And the tricky part is that the kids get to dine on a delicious steak and the adults get a hamburger.
And how does that go over with the kids? I mean, are kids steak fans? Do they want that?
Some of them. There's a lot of swapping going on.
I can imagine.
The course
yeah.
of the night, going back and forth. But it's an opportunity for us as an organization to thank our supporters and those who attend the event, as well as have them interact with the kids and hear firsthand the impact that the Boys and Girls Club has on the lives of the kids we serve.
And for those unfamiliar or who might not know, you know, the mission these days of the Boys and Girls Club, they might remember when they might have gone when they were kids. But what is the mission? What is the programming that happens there?
We've expanded that and taken a more holistic approach. It's more than just sports and recreation. We've brought in various programs that deal with education, tutorial assistance, computers, music programs, the arts, social and emotional support programs that have truly addressed the issues that face our youth today. And we've come a long way and from years ago of just being a sort of games room and a sports type of facility to being a more well-rounded organization.
And it really is something that gives the kids a foundation for, you know, being part of the community going forward.
Absolutely. You know, our goal is to, you know, create bright futures. And these are our future leaders for these kids. And, you know, we try our best through programming and mentoring to set a great example and put them on a pathway to a positive and future and becoming productive citizens in our community.
And do you find that, you know, when you have people who are involved in the program that they want to come back and give back to those kids and be involved in different ways going forward? So, you know, they come back and go to these fundraisers, but they also, you know, work with the kids beyond just the fundraising events.
Correct. You know, a lot of relationships are developed at this event. You know, you get adults who listen to these children and they hear of their experience at the Boys and Girls Club and some of the challenges they hear at home. And this sort of encourages them to, you know, reach back out and say, hey, how can I come down and volunteer at the club and help these children out in a more significant way than just having dinner on one night of the year? So, you know, that's been sort of what this event has really sort of garnered as it's grown. It's just a fact of developing relationships. And it's important, I think, for our members to see those who support our organization and make it possible for us to do the things that we do because of the support of the people that they're sitting with.
And so as such, you know, at these steak and burger dinners, you actually honor people from the community who have done that.
Absolutely. And that's one of the highlights of the event is to not only we highlight some of our members who have done exceptionally well throughout the year, and then we have our annual Robert Chadwick Community Service Award that has been something we've done for several years. Part of that is just honoring someone who has made a tremendous impact in the community, not only in the Boys and Girls Club, but the greater New Bedford community at large. And we're proud to say that this year we're honoring Jay Lanigan, who has been a phenomenal person within the community, not only supporting events and, you know, programs here at the Boys and Girls Club, but throughout the greater New Bedford area. And Jay is really a humble human being and a great individual, but someone who has had a tremendous impact, again, on our community and, more importantly for us, on our club.
Absolutely. And a great guy and somebody who really does believe that, you know, believes in that next generation of leaders that are going to be emerging from the kids that are attending the Boys and Girls Club.
Absolutely. And one of the great things is, you know, he knows from firsthand experience because Jay would tell us when he was a young boy, he attended the Boys and Girls Club and how much of it had an impact on his life as he was growing up. So he knows firsthand what it's about. And he's taken those experiences and carried it on into the community to help anybody that he can. And he's done it for many, many years. And as I said, a very humble young man and somebody that we're proud to be associated with.
And you also have some special guests that will be in attendance as well.
Yes, we will be. Our keynote speaker will be State Rep. Chris Markey from the 9th Bristol District. Chris has been a strong advocate for Boys and Girls Clubs throughout Massachusetts with a fondness for the Boys and Girls Club of New Bedford, and has done great things in the legislature to garner funding to support youth programs in our area. And again, Chris's children have been a part of the Boys and Girls Club, so again, someone who knows firsthand, you know, what it's all about. And we've been fortunate to also get a local Somerset resident and former NBA player, Tony Gaffney, who played with the Boston Celtics and, you know, played in the D-League with the Los Angeles Lakers. And Tony was a former assistant coach at New Bedford High and has magnanimously agreed to come down and talk to the kids and tell of his, you know, plight and sort of his journey in getting from, you know, a local boy up to the NBA. So, I mean, the kids are always excited to hear about that.
Yeah, I mean, and he's a guy that's the definition of hard work, because he had to battle his way into the NBA. He had to play internationally all over the world, and he got the chance to be on a Celtics team with some of the greatest players to ever play the game.
Absolutely, and those are the type of examples, you know, that show our kids that perseverance pays off. And as you said, put in the hard work, and it'll get you some great results down the end. And overall, you know, even beyond the sports piece, Tony's just a great guy. And Chris, Tony and Chris are two examples of what we try to instill in our youth that we serve, you know, for them to attain to be like.
And it really does show, you know, having these actual examples sit there side by side, you know, it can be inspirational to the kids, and it can bring home the ideas that, you know, it's when an adult is telling you something, you listen to them and you want to believe them. But when you actually see that it had gone into practice, that really makes the lesson sink in.
That is true. You know, like they say, a picture's worth a thousand words. And to be able to sit there and hear, you know, his story, or, you know, and what he's gone through, and the kids actually, and they listen a little bit more sometimes than they do, you know, their parents or things of that nature. But, you know, to hear of his struggles and, you know, how he worked hard, and even, you know, beyond the sports piece, you know, to, you know, hear a story from somebody like Chris Markey, who has been a part of the community and then just worked and become a state legislator, and hear of their dreams of going out and, you know, performing and doing something and finding a vocation that gives back to their community. And that's an inspiration for any kid.
And if people want to take part, so this is, again, this is happening on Monday, this upcoming Monday at 5:30 at Century House in Acushnet, and people can get tickets if they want to come and take part.
Yes, they can. They can call the Boys and Girls Club at 508-992-8011, and we'll reserve a ticket. And many have called and unable to attend but are willing to make a donation, because that offsets the cost of the child's meal.
Well, so I recently shaved off my beard, and I'm not very tall, so could I pass as a kid and get a steak, or are you going to check IDs?
We'll take care of you.
But yes, everybody should get out there and take part in this. It's really fun, and if you have kids in your family, even if they're not part of the Boys and Girls Club, buy them a ticket as well. Have them come and learn and get these experiences. So, Robert, I hope this is the biggest and best one yet, and I hope that you can continue doing all the great work that you folks do over there at the Boys and Girls Club.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on to get this message out. We truly appreciate it, and we appreciate what WBSM does in our community.
All right, well, we will talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Take care.
That is Robert Mendes of the Boys and Girls Club. And again, the Steak and Burger fundraiser, always a lot of fun. It is happening on Monday, this coming Monday, November 25th, 5:30 at Century House in Acushnet. You can call the Boys and Girls Club to get tickets, or you can go to bgcnewbedford.org and get your tickets there. You'll find the Steak and Burger dinner page there, and you can get your tickets that way as well. So I think it's always been an event that, even when you can't attend it, you hear the stories from people that attend it, and you hear about some of the things that went on, some of the fun that they had, and you say, oh, I can't believe I missed that. So now get your tickets so you don't have to miss it. And really, you know, I was covering the team when Tony Gaffney played for the Celtics, and he was a guy that was, you know, inspirational in his story. Local guy who made it onto his hometown team. And that doesn't happen that often in the NBA. You know, and not everybody's LeBron James, where he is, you know, welcomed with open, you know, this guy that the city is waiting for to come to the NBA. Tony Gaffney's a guy who had to fight his way to the NBA. So I think he'll have a very inspirational story to share and a valuable lesson for all the kids to hear. 508-996-0500. That is my number here. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app if you want to reach out and get involved that way. So I had mentioned that we have that story up on the website about this, the one rule that, well, I mean, there are a few rules, but the other rules are the same rules every time you go to the movie theater. You know, when you go to the movies now, and I only really go to AMC theaters now because I have that membership. So I can see three movies a week for $25 a month. So I don't really go to other theaters anymore, but I've gone to Regal. I've gone to Showcase. I think the last time I went to a different theater was in June. They had the re-release of Ghostbusters. And I think the only one showing it in Massachusetts was a Showcase out in Blackstone Valley. So I drove an hour to go see Ghostbusters on the big screen for the first time ever. I had never seen the original in the movie theater. So, and almost every movie theater, I'm assuming at this point, because all the ones I've been to do, they have some sort of announcement at the beginning asking you to put away your phone. At AMC, you know, they ask you no texting, no posting. And it's not just because some people don't know how to turn the sound off on their phone. So you hear that click, 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 click as they type, or you hear their app alerts or their text alerts or whatever. It's not just because of that. It's because just even opening the phone up and turning the screen on, as dim as you have it, can still be distracting for the people in the audience. So they ask you to not to, to text, not to post, not to scroll. They, and you know, it's hard for me because like I'll be watching a movie and I'll be like, oh wait, who is that guy? I know that guy. And then I'll like want to look it up on my phone. But they'll ask you that. They'll ask you to refrain from talking, which they've been asking you not to do in the movie theater for as long as there have been movie theaters. And they usually will have, you know, a few other jokey stuff. But as part of Wicked, they have no singing as one of the rules. And I think that's the one that's going to get some people who have been waiting to see this because they love the musical to say, wait a minute, why can't I sing along? It becomes an idea of, it's their communal celebration. It's all the fans of the musical who've been waiting for this to come out all get together. And they're probably doing like meetups with each other on message boards and chat rooms and all. I don't know. Do people still use message boards or chat rooms? Like, I guess it would be like a Facebook group now, or like people that use Instagram hashtags, or people that post on TikTok. I don't know. Like they, I don't know how they communicate with each other, but they do. And they say, we're all going to go to the, everybody meet up. And there's going to be people that are in costume. There's people right now at 8:23 in the morning already working on getting dressed up to go to a movie later on today at the AMC Dartmouth Theater. It's going to happen. I guarantee you there will be people who are dressed up. There will be cosplay involved. Whether it be characters from Wicked, whether it be characters from The Wizard of Oz, people are dressing up. And so this is like their big thing. And they're going to get there and they're going to want to sing along, and the rule is they can't. Now, how is the theater going to enforce that? I don't know. Is it going to haul them out? I don't know. Probably not. Probably if you're singing and you're being obnoxious about it, an usher will come over and say, shh. But I think if people are just kind of sitting in their seats, singing along at a reasonable volume, not giving a performance, but just kind of like, you know, like if I'm sitting here singing along with the song that's on the screen, you're not bothering anybody. But if you feel the need to kind of stand up and, you know, shadow play like it was Rocky Horror Picture Show, that's going to be a distraction for people. And there are people going, and I get it. It's your joyous celebration. But understand, there are people, most of the people in that theater have never seen Wicked and don't know anything about it. And they want to be able to follow the plot. And they want to be able to hear how Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande and all the other people that are in the movie perform the songs. You'll have your sing-along version when it comes out on Christmas. Try to be respectful of the people around you. And this is causing a lot of comments over on the Fun 107 Facebook page, not so much on the WBSM page, but people have very strong opinions one way or the other on the Fun 107 page. You can go check that out and sound off yourself if you'd like to on Facebook. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a moment. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app.
Wait, so maybe your friends that stand around you watch you crumble.
And welcome back in. We'll take more of your calls coming up. 508-996-0500. But right now it is time to go into the newsroom and get an update on all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
After backlash, Trump picks a replacement for Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. What Thanksgiving dinner will cost you this year? And at the movies, leave the performing to the actors.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President-elect Trump is picking a replacement for Attorney General after Matt Gaetz withdrew his nomination for the position in Trump's cabinet. Trump chose former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi for the position, saying in a post on Truth Social that she will refocus the DOJ to its intended purpose of fighting crime and making America safe again. Former Florida Congressman Gaetz is accused of having sex with a minor in the past, and some Republican senators expressed reservations about the nomination. Pete Hegseth took to Capitol Hill on Thursday as he played defense regarding sexual assault allegations. A California woman says President-elect Trump's defense secretary pick sexually assaulted her years ago. The Fox News personality confirmed he paid his accuser an undisclosed amount of money for a non-disclosure agreement. Rudy Giuliani is appealing a court order to surrender most of his assets to two election workers he defamed. A judge ruled Giuliani owed the two women $146 million, and he's been ordered to turn over many of his belongings, including his New York apartment, Mercedes-Benz, luxury watches, signed memorabilia, and cash. Giuliani hoping to reverse the decision with this appeal. The cost of serving a Thanksgiving meal is 5% lower this year compared to last year. Christopher Pudens is the Iowa Farm Bureau economist.
The total cost for Thanksgiving dinner for 10 was $58.08.
He also notes farmers receive only 16 cents of every food dollar spent. The American Farm Bureau study finds the cost is still 19% higher than before the pandemic. And the Thanksgiving travel crunch has already begun. Brian Shook with more.
Travelers like this man at Los Angeles International Airport told KTLA-TV that he was trying to get a jump on the holiday crowds but ran into delays.
It is expected. It's busy time.
His flight was canceled and rebooking was going to keep him on the ground for at least 2 hours. The TSA expects more than 18 million people to be checked through to their gates through December 2nd. I'm Brian Shook.
American Airlines improving its technology to crack down on allowing passengers to board only when their assigned group is called. As airports prep for holiday travel, the airline announced the move on Wednesday. Executive Julie Rath said American Airlines hears from customers that boarding with their assigned group is important to them because it's a benefit connected to their frequent flyer status or purchase.
Popular. You're gonna be popular.
And two blockbuster films are expected to jumpstart the holiday box office this weekend. Wicked and Gladiator 2 will both hit theaters. The adaptation of the long-running Broadway musical starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo is expected to earn at least $100 million in its first weekend. That would shatter the record for the best opening for a Broadway adaptation. If you're watching at theaters, including AMC and Dartmouth, the orders are no singing along. Stay quiet in your seats. Tim Weisberg has the story up on the WBSM app. Meanwhile, Ridley Scott's sequel to his 2000 Oscar winner is anticipated to bring in $65 million in its opening weekend.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics are away tonight playing the Washington Wizards at 7. Bruins are off to Detroit to play the Red Wings on Saturday. That's a 7 o'clock game, too. And the New England Patriots are headed south to play the Miami Dolphins Sunday at 1. Game here on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Another cloudy, rainy day on tap for us here on the South Coast today. A high of 53, getting down to a low of 40 this evening. More of the same on Saturday with temperatures dipping into the 40s, and that strong wind moving in is going to make it feel even colder. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
You want to plans for where they're going to have the sing-along versions of Wicked. So they said they're going to have about 1,000 theaters across the country. That would be on December 25th is when it's going to launch. But there's nothing else that I've seen that says, you know, where, if it's a certain chain that's going to do it, if it's going to be multiple chains, if it's going to be something that is one of those, because a lot of these theaters do these special event screenings where, like, they'll bring back an old movie and then they'll have one of the stars come and speak at. So is it going to be something like that where it's going to be, you know, a $40 ticket to go and attend? Or is it going to be the same as going to a movie and seeing it for whatever, $15, whatever they charge you now for a movie? And from my understanding, there's sing-along versions of other movies that have come out recently. So like when the Frozen movies are in the theater, they have the movie comes out first and then a few weeks later they have the sing-along version and people can go out and take part in that. So this is not unprecedented the way they're going to be doing it. But on the other side of that, you've also got people who have never seen the movie and who want to be able to experience it the right way. People who want to be able to hear the stars singing. People who want to be able to hear the lyrics of the song and, you know, pick up on the nuances of it that's part of the story. And I can tell you, as somebody who has gone to movies that are showings of classic films on the big screen, it can get really annoying when people recite lines along with the movie. Again, it's different when it's Rocky Horror. Rocky Horror is something that we want to have that happen during. It's part of the experience. It's part of the show. That's not part of the show when you are watching a movie for the first time and have never seen it before. But when I went to see Ghostbusters, a movie that I know like the back of my hand, I know every line from the movie, but I didn't feel the need to recite them along with the actors. Nor did I feel the need to bring somebody else with me so that we could reenact the scenes in our seats like the father and son next to me were doing. And I get it if that's your thing, but do that at home. You're ruining other people's enjoyment of the movie. And I know one of the arguments have come, you know, with concerts, people, you know, that's the place where you sing along is at a concert. I don't even like when people do that. And as Sketty said, you know, I'm turning into a Scrooge. I'm turning into an old grouch. And I'm not turning into anything. I've always been that. I don't get the need to. I go to a concert so I can hear the performer sing the music that I like, not so that I can try to sing with the performer. I don't get it. But I'm not a singer either. If I'm somebody that was a singer, maybe I would feel differently. You know, performers got to perform. My performance is talking, and I talk to people all the time. If you are sitting next to me in a concert while the music isn't playing, I'm probably going to talk to you. But once the music starts, I shut up, and I just sit there, and I enjoy the music. And I don't sing. I don't dance. I don't, when the artist's like, everybody clap your hands, I don't even clap my hands. Any of that stuff kind of takes me out of the music, so I don't do it. I don't engage. If a beach ball comes by, I am going to get up and hit that. Yes. And one time I went to a concert where I happened to be sitting in the right section where they handed out something and you had to like raise it. Actually, they didn't hand it out. It was like something that they handed across the crowd. It was during the U2 Joshua Tree tour, the anniversary tour. And they had like some banner that everybody was
pushing along the seats. And I obviously got up and did that. But generally, I just want to sit there and enjoy the music. Or if I'm watching a movie, I want to sit there and enjoy the movie. I don't need to get involved. I don't need there isn't something in my soul that I need to release while I'm there. That happens as a result of just sitting there and experiencing the music. Also at concerts, too, a lot of times alcohol gets involved. And when people have had a few drinks or other substances that people are known to engage in concerts, when people get involved in those things, then their judgment is a little impaired. And they might normally be like, I'm a terrible singer. I'm not going to sing in front of people. And then they engage in some of this activity and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to sing along. Everybody's going to love to hear me. So I look at it as I'm there to experience whatever is going on. I'm not there to supersede it. I get it if the emotion moves you to want to be a participant. But when it comes to a movie theater, that's a different environment altogether. So I support this. But some of the comments that have been coming in on the Fun 107 Facebook page were pretty divided, I'll say. That's probably the best word to use. There were people who said, if I pay for a movie ticket, I'm going to sing, and there's nothing they can do to stop me, and good luck trying to throw me out. And then the other people that are saying, good, you try to sing, you should be tossed out. It'd be the same thing as talking. What one person is very adamant, saying, I can't believe people are actually arguing in favor of singing during a movie. Other people saying, you know, this is not a concert movie. Don't sing when you're watching a Broadway show. You don't sing when you're watching a Broadway show, so don't sing at the movie. Other people were saying, hey, I'm ready to fight. Let's hope that it doesn't actually devolve into fights. That would be a little bit much. And by the way, too, I had mentioned to you earlier, Stevie's Wine and Spirits, how they have, you know, different pop-up tastings. While we were in the news break, they brought up one of those, they put up one of those tasting events. So I wanted to let you know about it. It's happening on Sunday from 11 to 2. They're going to have Vermont Spirits there for a special tasting of their number 14 maple bourbon. Something that you will definitely want to bring for Thanksgiving. And they have the maple bourbon. They have the maple cream. They have, but the maple bourbon is so good on its own. And you can use it to mix in with other drinks or you can just drink it straight. I have a bottle. I got it as a member of the Rack House Club. And it is, so the maple is not overpowering. It just, you have that nice little maple finish to it. But it is so good. So smooth. And if you are a fan of bourbon and a fan of maple, you will absolutely love it. So you can go and try it on Sunday from 11 to 2 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. So you can try it before you buy it. You'll realize how good it is and then bring it to Thanksgiving, whether it's happening at your house or happening somewhere else. And don't forget, too, a Stevie's gift certificate makes for an excellent holiday gift for the drinker in your life. Now, obviously, don't give it to somebody that doesn't drink. But if you have somebody that enjoys relaxing with a cocktail or a stiff drink or glass of wine or even just a beer, their gift certificates make for a great gift. And in fact, I don't know if we're doing Secret Santa here. We've done it in the past. I don't know if we're doing it this year. But whoever does, if there's a Stevie's Wine and Spirits gift card in that exchange, I'm not saying it came from me, but chances are it did. And we're going to do a Yankee swap style. I am not going to complain if I end up getting that back myself. Which isn't that really what happens at a Yankee swap anyway? Don't you buy something that you hope that comes back to you anyway? There's two ways of doing a Yankee swap. One, you buy something that is what you hope you get back. Or two, you buy something that is an absolute joke gift that you just hope everybody laughs about. I used to put like real thought into it when I first got married, when I was married, and my ex-wife's family did a Yankee swap, and I had never done one before. And so I put a lot of thought into it. And finally, my wife was like, you know what? You're overthinking this. Just get some scratch tickets or a case of beer. Like, that's what they care about. You get it, and that's what everybody else is going to bring. So you get that. Somebody ends up with either scratch tickets or a case of beer. They're happy. But I remember there was a Celtics game that I used to cover the Celtics. So I went to a Celtics game, and they had people that were signing people up for a credit card. And I had terrible credit at the time, so I knew there was no way I was going to get it. But if you applied, they gave you a T-shirt. So I applied for the card, naturally, didn't get approved, but I got the T-shirt. And at this time, the Celtics were not good. And so the tickets were $10 a piece to sit up in the bleacher section, balcony section of the garden. $10 tickets they had for a whole bunch of games. So I went down to the box office. I got two $10 tickets, a gift bag, threw the tickets and the T-shirt into the gift bag. And I had, because we had a $20 limit on what you could spend for the Yankee swap. And that was everybody fought over who was going to get that one. And that was my first Yankee swap with them. So the pressure was on to show that I could do a good job. And I don't know, everybody seemed to like it. Everybody fought over it. And then the next year I just showed up with scratch tickets and fell into line with everybody else. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me take my next break here. And hopefully when we come back, we'll be joined by Eric over at the Butcher Shop to find out how you can put in your final few days worth of Thanksgiving orders. All right, we'll be right back. All right, he is a very busy man this morning, but let's check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop. Good morning, sir. How's it going over there today?
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing?
I know it's crunch time now for people to get their Thanksgiving orders in, and you guys are probably furiously preparing for everything for coming up this week.
Yeah, dude, it's bananas today. Little bananas already. It's kind of the beginning of it, you know what I mean? It's coming.
Yeah, I'm sure there are people who are getting together this weekend to do their Thanksgiving if they can't do it on Thursday.
Yeah, that Friendsgiving stuff, people do that stuff. Yeah, whatever. What I'm doing is a lot of people buying steaks because they know they're going to eat turkey, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
They're going to be flooded with turkey for a couple days, so I got a lot of steaks, and I'm selling a lot of fish today, too. I got stuffed mackerels. I got nice salmon. I got bay. I got, stickleback. You know mackerels? I got mackerel stuffed. Did I say that already? I got stuffed fish, like fillets. I got salmon. I got tuna. What else I got, dude? I got octopus today.
Ooh.
And I got the steaks. I got nice prime. I got prime boneless ribeyes. I got choice, too. Prices are good, dude. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, and like you said, you're going to have turkey later on this week. And, of course, people can get their turkey at the butcher shop if they want to have you prepare it, if they want to just get one from you to cook themselves, if they want to get a platter. But like you said, you're going to be eating turkey all next weekend, so why not treat yourself to something get yourself a tomahawk this weekend.
Yeah, dude. Oh, thanks. That's good. Thanks. Good plug, brother. That's nice. Yeah. Tomahawk, I got filet, everything. Come and get something else. Turkey, you're going to get sick of turkey next week. Get out of it.
Yeah, and a friend of mine is a loyal shopper at the butcher shop. You're the only place she buys her meat. In fact, last time I was there, I ran into her as I was coming out. She was going in, Tina, and she put up a picture of, what looks like hamburger that comes from the butcher shop compared to hamburger that comes from the supermarket. And you really can see the difference in that. You can see what the difference makes in the local and fresh product that you guys have there.
Dude, people watch me grind it fresh. They don't do that nowhere else. They used to. They stopped doing it. That's what's killing everybody.
So things are all natural at the butcher shop and exactly the way that you want them. That's the advantage of going there. And on top of course, getting to see you and all the great service that you offer over there.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, we got grass-fed stuff, too.
Oh, see? There you go. See, if you want to go the more healthier and organic route, you can do that as well.
Yeah.
You've got everything.
I got wines, too, man. A lot of wines. The holidays are coming. I got port wines. I got regular wine, red, white. I got everything, brother. I got non-alcoholic wine. I got organic wine. I got everything. I even got lobsters in the lobster tank.
And don't forget.
I got today? I got $10 lobster rolls. I almost forgot about those.
Ooh, excellent. And don't forget, too, if you're going there to buy your wine, you got to get two bottles. One's to bring to Thanksgiving, and the other one's for when you get home from Thanksgiving. So you can settle back in.
Before Thanksgiving, dude.
Yeah, or could be. Preparing yourself to go deal with it.
It's New Bedford, brother. What are you talking about? You should know better than that.
All right, we'll let you get back to it. So next week, we're going to be off, so we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Talk to you later.
All right, take care. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family.
Yeah, you too, brother.
And let's take our final break of the morning. We'll be right back. All right, we have a few minutes left, and Skeddy's calling back, so let's take the call. Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call again. So I want to let you know that I called Eric, the butcher shop, and I wanted braised beef, bone in the middle, right? I haven't had it in a long time, and I was thinking about that, so I called him, which is so funny because I forgot you were going to call in today. He said to me, do you want it 1-inch thick or 2-inch? And I'm like, oh, my God, 2-inch thick. I was, like, so grateful that he even asked that question. So I'm getting 4 of them. And he's cooking it for me. And I said to him, can I pick it up at 2? And he's like, absolutely no worries. No problems. I'm so excited, Tim. Braised beef, bone in, and he's going to put the carrots and onions and potatoes in there. Oh,
there you go. They take care of people over there, that's for sure.
They do. And for him to ask, do I want it 1-inch or 2-inch? Come on. That is so sweet. Because I never got to eat supper last night. I got sidetracked, so I'm starving today. So I'm really going to enjoy this. And Eric is awesome. I just turned you, and it's so funny, and then you called him. So I just wanted to do a shout-out.
All right. Well, thank you for that. You have a great weekend, and enjoy your beef.
You too, kiddo. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. And let's take I got about a minute left, but let's take a call here. You're next on WBSM. Oh, there you go.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Real quick. The maple bourbon that you were talking about?
Yes.
Take a rocks glass, put a small scoop of maple walnut ice cream, pour the maple bourbon over it, and a dab of real whipped cream on the top. You got your after-dinner drink, you've got your dessert, and great to sip on.
That sounds fantastic.
It is fantastic. You have to try it. Enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you to you as well.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
And there you go. Number 14, maple bourbon with some maple walnut ice cream. Oh, that's going to be so good. I'm gonna try that. And you know, I still like ice cream, even though, you know, I'm on this weight loss journey. I still like to have ice cream every now and then. I just don't have it every night like I used to, but I think I'm going to treat myself to that, because I've got a bottle of number 14 at home. It was in the Rackhouse Club bag for this month, so I'm going to